This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. For over 10 years, the way in which California's textbooks depict the history of Hinduism and India has provoked controversy. Americans affiliated with Hindu fundamentalist groups have sought to rewrite the history of caste and gender oppression built into the Hindu religion by petitioning and even suing the California Board of Education. The latest round of that controversy is ongoing as the board prepares for a vote this Thursday over proposed changes to the curriculum on the history of Hinduism. India's current ruling party, the Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, is one of the main organizations whose affiliated Hindu supremacist groups are attempting to infiltrate U.S. academia in a variety of ways. My guest is Thenmori Soundararajan. She is a Dalit American transmedia artist and activist and co-founder of the International Women's Media Technology Collective Third World Majority. Welcome to Rising Up, Thenmori.
JB, and good morning, everybody.
As I have been sort of doing a little bit more research over the past year, mostly from stories that you've brought to my attention, it blows my mind how deeply Hindu fundamentalists are interested in kind of becoming or creating this narrative in American academia. They have succeeded in having endowed chairs at California universities and even other universities outside California. What about this particular issue regarding the textbooks? What sort of textbooks are we talking about here? Are these for high school?
Well, I think that, you know, even before I get to the specifics of this case, I want to just kind of remind the listeners that this process of trying to saffron or make our California textbooks less facts-based so that it makes Hindu communities feel a little bit better about the violent origins of Hinduism has a long history. And while this campaign is the most current and has been going on for the last year, the reality is their strategies began in 2004 in Virginia. And since then, organizations like the Hindu American Foundation, the Dharma Civilization Foundation, the Uberoi Foundation have invested thousands of dollars in these battles across the country because for them, it's a point of pride, and it's a point of being able to shift the ideological frameworks of how people understand Hinduism and understand the policies that come out of a Hindu framework. So, for example, many of the changes try to soften the impact of the caste system. So, one, they'll either try to remove any mention of caste, any mention of untouchability, any mention of the violence of untouchability, in lieu of focusing on dharmic traditions or trying to present the good parts of the religion as opposed to the violent origins in relationship to Dalits and women.
And so, for those who are not familiar, of course, with the history of Hinduism and the history of India, the religion is built on a very stratified system of caste that is practiced and defended often violently up until today. And the battles over preserving the caste system and dismantling it continue till today in India, certainly. Why are these groups so interested in changing the narrative here in the United States? I mean, I can't imagine that the history of Hinduism is a very big part of California's educational curriculum.
Well, this is what's so perplexing about it. I mean, the California frameworks for history and social science are a 200-page document. And the points that are in contention really are about maybe 1% to 2% of the entire frameworks. And yet these institutions have spent thousands of dollars in these multi-year campaigns to try to shift the perception of Hinduism. And sadly, you know, many of the adults involved have brought their children to the testimonies. And so you hear children testifying to how it makes them feel bad when they hear these facts about Hinduism, and they're concerned about bullying, and they're concerned about how these facts about Hinduism are in fact leading to racist attacks on them and their families. And, you know, as a South Asian who grew up in this country, I am so concerned about white supremacy and racism towards immigrants. However, that is not an excuse to saffron wash history and erase the realities of the historical record in South Asia. And our only way that we could try to understand this attack is that it is in fact an ideological response to try to be able to create a softer, kinder Hinduism that allows a softer, kinder wash of the violent Hindu fundamentalist policies coming out of India and South Asia as a whole. And there's definitely a connection. Like you see that these mandates for a lot of the edits that they're asking for come also out of the RSS handbook in Nagpur for how to shift textbooks in India as well.
And
So you
RSS is a Hindu fundamentalist group affiliated with the BJP in India,
Yes.
and a group with a violent reputation.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think that for us, like the coalition of groups and individuals that have come together around this most recent campaign, we are intercaste, we are interfaith, and we represent the diversity of South Asia. And for us, we really want a fact-based approach when it comes to teaching our region, because if we do not take a fact-based approach and teach history as it is, we are doomed to repeat the lessons of history. And when it comes to Dalit, Bahujan, and women's histories from the subcontinent, ours is a history of struggle. Ours is a history of resistance. And to know that resilience exists within the region is a powerful tradition to draw upon as a counter to Hindu fundamentalism.
And by the way, also for our listeners, when you say saffron wash, saffron was just, of course, an orange color. It's the color on the Indian flag. It's also the color that Hindu fundamentalists have chosen to drape themselves in, often literally, to mark their religion, to mark their tradition. And also in hearing what you're saying right now, Tanmori, it's sort of reminding me of an analogy. If white supremacists wanted to rewrite, and probably have attempted in the past, in throughout the history of the United States, to rewrite American textbooks on, say, the history of slavery, it would be sort of akin to saying, it's too traumatic to accept that slavery happened, and so we want to, make students feel a little bit better about their own past. That's not education, right?
No, it's not education, it's white fragility. And I think that in this same analogous context, what we're seeing is the act of upper caste Hindu fundamentalists participating in something that we called Savarna fragility. Savarna meaning upper caste. And so there is this feeling that it's so terrible to confront the truths of history and the violent origins of Hinduism. But in fact, I think if we are united as a progressive South Asian front and allies from other communities who also believe in fact-based history, we know that we cannot cheat California children from the ability to know the world as it is. And, the stakes of this battle are quite clear because the decisions that are made in states like California and Texas, which are the largest market for curriculum textbooks, will then determine the policy for the rest of the United States. So for us, this is a battle with a lot of high stakes, but we are also a very broad and mighty coalition that is mobilizing against folks like the Hindu American Foundation.
And I should also mention there's a related controversy at the University of California, Irvine, where there was an endowed chair that essentially would have done something similar, but at the higher education level. This attempt by these Hindu supremacist groups to turn the history of Hinduism, the sort of saffron washed history, as you call it, of Hinduism, into an academic pursuit, to give it this level of importance and academic a veneer of academic rigor. And now there's a controversy over that endowed chair as well. You tell us where people can find out more information. Board of Education in California votes this Thursday, and I understand there's a petition online to urge them to not accept these proposed changes to the curriculum.
Yes, and I would just add that like it's important to take a stand in this struggle and to also learn and be part of the continuing battle because, as you mentioned in UC Irvine, the Dharma Civilization Foundation has a multi-million dollar endowment to set up academic chairs at institutions across the country to shift the way South Asia is studied and theorized because they want to be able to create their own experts. They can shift the perspective to Hindu fundamentalism as the lens and within which to review South Asia. So this California textbook battle is the first of the next many skirmishes, and we are so appreciative of people that have started to join our coalition. And you can sign and find the petition at actionnetwork.org/petitions/don't-erase-our-history.
Let me make sure that we put that on our website, risingupwithsonali.com, in case people can't remember the link. We'll just put it on our website when you go to that website, risingupwithsonali.com, and see this story. You'll be able to find a link. I want to thank you so much, Thenmori, for the work that you do and for joining us today.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. And really, thank you so much for continuing to covering these stories.
Thenmori Soundararajan is a Dalit American transmedia artist and activist and co-founder of the International Women's Media Technology Collective Third World Majority. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar.